The Paris Climate Accord was a bad deal. It required a bunch of cash from the United States up front with the hope that other countries would reduce carbon emissions. I'm glad the president left it, and I wasn't going to join Democrats in criticizing him for doing so.
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you have any sort of alternative that might...
Yeah, the Green Real Deal.
The Green Deal. That is your version of the AOC legislation, is that correct?
Well, no, I mean, it's the answer, right? I mean, my Green Real Deal legislation lays out a strategy to embrace innovation and combat climate change. The answer is not to regulate the American experience out of existence. And the answer is not to be the patsies of the world in a badly negotiated financial arrangement.
Okay. Is there, I mean, Green Real Deal, how long will it take to get something of that magnitude up and running?
That's like asking Thomas Edison how long it is going to take him to invent the light bulb. I mean, you know, the organizing principle of the Green Real Deal is that regulators won't solve the problem. Only innovators will. And we have to create platforms for innovation. And I've identified four: federal lands, trade and intellectual property protections, embracing a more technologically inclusive doctrine, specifically to include nuclear. And wait, did I mention trade and intellectual property?
Yes.
Trade and intellectual property, federal lands, inclusive technology doctrine. Dang, I feel like Rick Perry. Hold on, I've got the other one. Sorry, I was reading another thing on Venezuela, and my mind wasn't on the environment.
That's
what
okay.
You called, but we'll get it to you.
Okay. All right. So what do you say to the folks at the Sierra Club who have?
Oh, I'm sorry. The fourth is the electric grid. The fourth is the electric grid.
Okay.
Invest in the electric grid so that it can accommodate more renewables. What do I say to folks at the Sierra Club?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What are they saying about me?
They're saying they're going to put up a. I haven't seen it yet, but it's a Facebook message, basically critical of you for voting against H.R. 9. They say, you know, he advocates himself as, or advertises himself as a climate change, activist, but he's voting against this good legislation,
yeah,
as they call it.
Yeah, just because the Earth is warming and just because humans contribute to it doesn't mean that the United States should regulate our economy out of existence or function as the world's banker in the absence of concrete results and clawback. So, you know, the president, by the way, has said that he would be willing to entertain global negotiations on climate, but that he wasn't going to have the American taxpayer taken advantage of in the process.
When did you say that?
I know he did. I mean, when he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, he said that, you know, he wasn't opposed to the concept of a global deal. It was just that this is a bad deal.
Okay. Has he taken any steps towards sewing up that?
I would defer that question to the administration.
Okay. All right.